The Quickies on In.com.
Hello and welcome, I'm Karan and you're listening to In.com's Quickies. The gossip capsule that you have the option of swallowing today consists of 5 distinct ingredients, each designed to provide your entertainment void with all the vitamins and minerals it needs. So get that glass of water and say ah! Sunday, June 23rd, 2019 saw the BET Awards take place, which is a ceremony held to celebrate African American and other American minorities in the field of acting, music, sports, and other fields of entertainment. As you can guess, the awards event, which was held in Los Angeles, saw some of the most influential artists come together to put on an extravagant show and was broadcast across several channels, including VH1 and MTV. The event saw performances by hip-hop artist Cardi B, DJ Khaled, Lizzo, Migos, Little NAS and Billy Ray Cyrus, and H.E.R. among others. And apart from a performance, Cardi B, who had 7 nominations, was also the biggest winner of the night after winning 2 big awards, including Album of the Year and Best Female Hip-Hop Artist. Nicely done, Cardi B. The artists honored in the event included singer Mary J. Blige, who won the Lifetime Achievement Award, and actor and comedian Tyler Perry, who won an Ultimate Icon Award. The rapper and philanthropist Nipsey Hussle, who actually passed away earlier this year after he was shot, was honored posthumously with the Humanitarian Award. And to mention a few of the other major winners, there was Beyoncé, well, obviously, Bruno Mars, Cardi B's husband Offset, singer and actor Donald Glover, who's also known as Childish Gambino, and even Snoop Dogg, who was awarded the Dr. Bobby Jones Best Gospel / Inspirational Award. I seriously doubt Snoop is into gospel music, so it was probably the Inspirational Award that he won. And not to mention Serena Williams also, who won the Sportswoman of the Year Award. The life of a former United States president and his family is not too shabby, to say the least. Apart from being able to vacation at all the fancy places around the world, you also get to do things extra fancy, like meeting all the different celebrities stationed around Europe, or and going for a boat ride in Italy in a suit. Former US President Barack Obama is currently vacationing across Europe with his wife Michelle Obama and their daughters Malia and Sasha. And while they took a pit stop in Italy, they decided to meet up with actor George Clooney and his wife Amal Clooney. Barack Obama and George Clooney have been buddies for a while, and it shows seeing as both of them were seen sporting suits while taking a boat ride in Lake Como with their families. The Clooneys have their own place on the dock of Lake Como in Italy, so that must have worked out quite conveniently for all parties involved. The Obamas started their Euro trip after Sasha graduated from high school, and looks like they've been having themselves quite a vacation. The family visited veteran artist Bono in his estate in Ez, France, and have been dining in many Michelin-starred restaurants in the country, along with U2 artists Bono and The Edge, who are good pals with Obama. And the former president even took his daughter sightseeing on Father's Day to check out a world-famous Gothic palace built in the 1300s. What a way to live! Shah Rukh Khan, the king of Bollywood, or the Badshah of Bollywood, whatever you would like to call him, has been going at it non-stop in the movie industry since 1992 when he debuted as an actor. And while he's one of the most famous Bollywood stars ever, his last 2 consecutive films, Zero and Jab Harry Met Sejal, flopped in the box office. And this usually eggs actors on to immediately take up more projects to break their losing streak and bring a winning movie to the table. But this time it actually led SRK to take the opposite decision. He said that usually when one film is coming to an end, he begins work on the next film very soon and gets involved within 3 to 4 months. However, this time over, he said his heart isn't allowing him to do so, and he feels that he should take time out to watch films, listen to stories, read more books, and spend time with his family. After all, his daughter is going to college and his son is about to finish his studies. However, fret not, SRK fans, he and his son Aryan Khan are going to voice the characters of Mufasa and Simba respectively in the Hindi dub of Jon Favreau's The Lion King. So you can still get your dose of SRK in voice form at the very least. Being an international sportsman usually keeps one pretty busy. With the constant training and traveling and matches, you don't have time for much else. So when you end up retiring from the sport, it ends up leaving a lot of time on your hands. Time that you don't know what to do with. And therein comes the internet and the ever-increasing world of trolling. Yuvraj Singh is one of those sportsmen who was super busy as an international cricketer. But now, having announced his retirement from all international forms of cricket, it's safe to say he has a little more time on his hands. And he's wasted no time in getting on the internet and kicking off his trolling career. The former Indian cricketer is well known for leg pulling as it is. So when Jasprit Bumrah took to his Instagram and shared a picture of himself posing with an anti-acne wash, Yuvraj left a comment on Bumrah's post saying he indeed has a lot of acne and needs to get rid of them now. Bumrah, of course, being from the younger generation and well-versed in trolling, was quite equipped to deal with UV and gave him a beautiful comeback with a comment saying that he is aware of how UV is looking for an anti-aging cream to feel young and that he hopes UV finds it soon. Nicely done, boys. That's 1 point each to Team UV and Team Bumrah. Let's hope this sort of entertainment continues for our viewing pleasure. If Singh for your supper is a phrase we can use with the movies, then the movie Kabir Singh has sung and how. And not just for its supper, but for breakfast, lunch, dinner and future meals that will last a while. On its first day, the romantic drama starring Shahid Kapoor raked in a whopping rupees 20 crore, making it Shahid Kapoor's highest Bollywood opener ever. And the two consecutive days after that saw 22 crore and 25.50 crore come in, taking its total weekend collection to around 68 crore, which is pretty decent. So decent, in fact, that it makes it the second highest weekend grosser of 2019 after Salman Khan's Bharat. And I suppose Shahid Kapoor's killer raw performance can be credited for this, even though the reviews for the film have been quite mixed. And to give you a little insight into how Shahid managed to pull the role off, he revealed in an interview to In.com that he could relate to the character of Kabir Singh at a certain point of time. He said that he's been through phases that have been self-destructive, where he wasn't happy with who he was and didn't care about how he looked and how people perceived him. And it was probably this connect that he brought into his character and helped him slip into the skin of the angry, violent and destructive Kabir Singh.
The Quickies on In.com.